UN Chief Guterres Demands Immediate, Unconditional Ceasefire in Ukraine. By Simon Kent on February 25, 2026. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres demanded an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine on Monday, slamming the war as a stain on our collective conscience with a peace deal needed that will be brokered and monitored by the increasingly sidelined globalist organization. Reuters reports in remarks for a session of the United Nations Security Council to mark the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion, Guterres commended the efforts of the United States and others to end the war, but said concrete measures were needed to de-escalate and create space for diplomacy. Guterres said, "We have witnessed the cascading consequences of this blatant violation of international law." Guterres' remarks were read on his behalf by Rosemary DiCarlo, the UN Undersecretary General for Peacebuilding, as the organization fights for relevance in the wake of U.S. President Donald Trump's successes in brokering deals between feuding parties around the globe. The veteran Portuguese socialist warned the fighting posed direct risks to the safe and secure operation of Ukraine's nuclear sites, and added, "This unconscionable game of nuclear roulette must cease immediately. Enough with the death. Enough with the destruction. Enough with the broken lives and shattered futures," he added. "It is time for an immediate, full and unconditional ceasefire. The first step toward a just peace that saves lives and ends the endless suffering." As to how that will all work out, Guterres sees the UN as front and center of future events and it must be in line with the UN Charter, international law and relevant United Nations resolutions, respecting Ukraine's independence, sovereignty and territorial integrity. "The United Nations remains ready to contribute to all efforts towards this end," he said. Watch, Ambassador Waltz unveils Trump's plan to make the UN great again. Guterres previously sought to cast himself as a peacemaker between Russia and Ukraine back in 2023, issuing a letter calling for a ceasefire and talks to be personally brokered by him, as Breitbart News reported. Both sides showed scant regard for Guterres and roundly ignored him and the sideline globalist organization he represents. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.